Now joined by head coach Holly Preston of the Gilman City Lady Hawks, running into some tough competition here over the last week for Gilman City. A week ago tonight, lost 9-0 to North Harrison, lost 8-4 Thursday to Tri-County, went to Princeton last night and ran into Megan Spencer, who's a good young pitcher for Princeton. She shut down Gilman City. Final score, Tigers 8, Gilman City nothing. As we talk with Coach Preston, an 0-3 record probably doesn't completely indicate the fact that you're competitive in all three games. You just ran into some tough pitching over the last week.
Yeah.
What, as far as, you run into that tough competition, where do you feel like the girls got better here over the last week in playing the teams that they did?
Well, you know, when we played Eagleville, we had... It seems like when we play those tough teams, we did it against Eagleville and we did it against Princeton, we made three or four errors in the first inning just to give them a chance. I mean, I think Princeton got up on us 6-0. We had three errors in that inning, plus the throwing error. You know, when we spot a team 6-0, it's pretty hard to come back from that. I think the girls were, you know, just a little bit different caliber of ball, and they were a little bit just helter-kelter for a while. It took a little bit for them to calm down and then play their game. And we didn't make as many errors the rest of the game. We had some good defensive plays. Later, we had our outfield stepped up and made some good catches in the outfield. And the same thing with North Harrison. We let them jump up on us 4-0 in the first inning with errors. So, and then we settled down and played our... We have a very solid defense, but we also still make those errors. So it seems like once one of them makes an error, it just multiplies really quick.
And I know...
Having those problems.
Yeah, the girls watched the Milan-Princeton game and two really good pitchers, and obviously you didn't go against Crone, you went against Spencer, but she's very good as well. You kind of want to give them an idea of the type of team they're going to play in Princeton and watch them play, but they also can see when that happens that Princeton plays at a pretty high level and it might get between the ears a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure that definitely happened.
When you look at the last five or six innings last night, Coach, holding Princeton to two runs, granted at the end of the night it's an 8-0 win, but you can look at that and say, listen, if we can get rid of that first inning, we proved that we can play with Princeton. You play at Princeton, you can play with a lot of teams in your conference.
Right, and that's definitely where we're headed, what I'm telling them. And, even that Eagleville game, same thing. And we went to Tri-County, and I mean, we played horrible. We didn't just have one bad inning there. We had multiple bad innings. We couldn't really do much right against Tri-County. And we are struggling offensively as a team. But I'm hoping we're trying to get that fixed, and that has been a huge problem for us. Defensively, we're strong, except for if you take out that Tri-County game, that's mm-hmm. probably been our worst game so far this season. But offensively, we are struggling.
What's the biggest challenge? And I know, I could talk with coaches until I'm blue in the face about trying to convince 14 to 17-year-old girls, hey, it's not as bad as you think, or on the other hand, it's not as good as you think. It's somewhere in between. But what's the biggest challenge in getting the girls to just play their game and not worry about who they're playing?
Yeah, that definitely. I really feel like Tri-County, just because that's a big competition for us, and I think that definitely got in their head, so I really don't know. I've been trying, but a lot of it, last night I told them, and I felt like they did this after the first inning, is I told them, we have nothing to lose here. It's not a conference game. Just go out there and have fun and play your game. Obviously, we did not do that in the first inning, but I do feel like there was some positive things that came out of that game. Our defense, like I said later, our outfield, we missed a ball right at the beginning of the game in center, and then our center fielder made up for it by multiple plays later and really good plays that she came up with. And our center left fielder even caught a couple fly balls, and our right fielder got in on the action. And like I said, it definitely, we saw some positives out of that game.
When your offense struggles, some of that is you run into tough pitching, and then you run into tough pitching, and it just feels like, boy, it's just hard to get that one run to kind of get the offense going or just kind of break open the dam a little bit. Is that kind of where the girls are at here, where they just need to, you know, they just need to get that big inning and kind of so they're not thinking about it as much and they just let their bats do the talking?
Yeah, we have not really had that big inning. I mean, that's one of the, we will hit and then nothing, and then we'll hit and nothing each inning. It's just like one or two hits and then we can't string anything together. One of our problems is we are not being picky at the plate. We're going up there just swinging. I'm trying to teach them to be more patient, look at the pitches more, and we're just trying a lot of things in practice, so we're hoping it's going to show soon.
Well, it's the next week is going to, you know, it'd be very crucial, because you get back into conference play, and I think just kind of looking at records and, you know, who's playing who and those things, I think you have a chance to be successful if you come out and play your game. You go to Ridgeway, you take on East Harrison Thursday, and you got Grundy coming over to your place 1 week from tonight. And then you got a Mercer team there, looks like next Thursday, the 1st of October. So those are games that I'm sure you feel like as a coach, if we come out and we play Lady Hawk softball, we can get W's in those games.
Yeah, definitely.
Coach, I know I was talking with some of the other coaches. I don't think it's COVID-related stuff, but it sounds like there's a little bit of illness going around. Is everybody chipper and ready to go as far as Gilman City? Are you dealing with any illness at this point?
Well, we have had a couple out sick, and not COVID, but yes, we have had a couple out sick.
Yeah, coughs and sniffles and those things too.
Yeah.
I've had that nagging cough for like a week and a half. Just feel fine, but just drive me a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
See if we can get past there. Next game up for Gilman City Thursday night up at Ridgeway against East Harrison. That's a 5:30 first pitch. Grundy week from tonight. Coach, we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thank you.